Demystifying Purpose, 10 Pillars to Eliminate Emptiness and Live a Meaningful Life, by Simone Maria Quinn. Narrated by Barbara Fernandez. Dedication. I dedicate this book to my loving family, who knew I had it in me. Acknowledgements. A heartfelt thank you to my loving and supportive husband, Dominique, and my sister, Damita, for all your encouragement and support, for which I am very grateful. To my gifted book coach, Shilpa Agarwal, who knew I had a story to share and encouraged me to write it, and whose passion for storytelling is inspiring, thank you. To the women who were in the writing group alongside me, Sujata, Sally Ann, Shah, Shweta, and Swapna, it was a wonderful experience being on the journey with you all and to watch you and your books blossom. With much gratitude to Jill, thank you for being there. A big thank you to Joe Hinchliff, Justine Robbins, and Julie Chambers for your friendships and for your support, insights, and wisdoms on my first book writing journey. Foreword. Dear reader, what would it mean if you could get the advantage and wisdom of 30 years in 30 days or under? What would it mean if you could get crisp cheat codes on discovering your life's purpose without having to spend 3 decades in a quest full of struggles? If I've got your attention here, then it's for a very good reason. It is my honor to present to you Simone Maria Quinn's book, Demystifying Purpose, which is a rich compilation of her lived experiences and which you can use as a guide to either find your purpose if you haven't landed on it yet, or even to solidify and realign with what truly matters to you if you've been dabbling with a few different ideas. I first met Simone way back in 2017 via Facebook. Though we haven't had the chance to meet in person yet, over the last 6 to 7 months, we have met each other in the true sense, witnessing and sharing our tears, laughter, fears, desires, and everything in between, while making this book a reality. As a book coach, nothing gives me more joy and contentment than to help birth one's untold stories on the pages of a book and to see the ripple effects that await the author. And to deliver this baby full of infinite potential, I'm a very proud book midwife. It is often said that one has a way with words, and though Simone has the gift of inspiring expression, it's refreshing how she never minces her words, isn't afraid to speak her mind anymore, read her book, and given where she started in her story, if she can arrive here, you can too, and lives her life from a place of her truth rather than sugarcoating any facts or feedback for pleasing others. She doesn't explain where she doesn't need to, and says just enough to move you into a state of bringing about change inspired from within. There was a reason I referred to this book earlier as crisp cheat codes. I would love to give you a taste of some golden nuggets from the book which I found very meaningful to apply in my life, and while I do that, let me give you an overview of the journey that Simone has very carefully mapped out for her readers. This book consists of 4 sections, i.e. greatness, gateway, groundwork, and gifts. Section 1, Greatness, is all about the big picture, exploring the many options out there for you to choose from. Stuckness is just a detour, but if you're willing to walk past the 5 self milestones Simone shares in Chapter 1, you're off to a great start. Have you ever felt that in your pursuit of belonging, you're now so lost in the crowd that you have forgotten who you were without the social labels and without those with who you hang out? In Chapter 2, Simone, with her 6 ingredients, helps you make the perfect recipe for uniqueness so you can become fully aware again of who you are when you stand by yourself and what is your unique contribution to the world. Her Enoughness chapter, Chapter 3, is too close to my heart because it shares some of her childhood experiences and performance during school years, and it sounds like she's seen my childhood and read the mind of my teenaged self. I'm sure you will resonate with her pursuit of getting it right, because as humans, we all find ourselves walking that path of perfection at some point or the other in life. We all have countless defining moments in our life. What becomes a defining moment is something that is chosen unconsciously, and we have very little control over. But what you do have now is the choice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?